Today's shiur is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Nun Daled. We will begin on the bottom line of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the third last word on the line, Tana Rabbanan. We have been learning since the beginning of the Perek concerning the 10 Lachmei Toida that were made out of Chametz, and also the Shtei Halechem that were made out of Chametz, as opposed to regular Menachos that are made out of Matzah. And on this, we now begin the following braisa learned by the Chachamim. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Machmitzim B'Tapuchim. That one cannot use, as Rashi explains, for the Shtei Halechem and the Lachmei Toida, apples, or, as Meforshim explained, this refers actually to apple juice, which we call Mei Peirois. And Rashi gives the reason, the last Rashi on the Amid, Deloi Havi Chametz Ma'alya. This is not proper and full chametz. The exact status of the May pears we'll see in a few moments. The Rabbeinu Gershom at the bottom of the Amid explains the May pears ein machmitzen. The reason that you cannot use apple juice for the lachmei toida or the shtei alechem is because May pears do not ferment. They do not make something to become chametz, and so also. The bottom Taisus on the Yom HaDivri HaMaskel Ein Machmitzin says, Deloi Havi Chametz Ma'alya, quoting Rashi, De Mei Peres Ein Machmitzin, Kach Pirish Bekuntras. Continues the Gemara now in Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Amru Machmitzin. However, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama, and he says that Mei Peres are Machmitzin, and one could use the Mei Peres to make the Shtei Alechem and the Lachmei Toida into Chametz. Rav Kahana, Masni La B'Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajan. Rav Kahana learned the same halacha that you are Machmitz, you are able to be Machmitz with the Tapuchim, with Mei Peres, but instead of saying it in the name of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, he said in the name of Rav Chanina Ben Trajan. Ask the Gemara, Kiman az lahadisnan, according to which mandiyomer is the following Mishnah, which we find in Trumas Perik Yud Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah says tapuach sherisko, a apple that was crushed, v'nasnu b'toicha isa, and this crushed apple, or again the apple juice was put into the dough v'chimtza, and it caused the dough to become chametz, harezu asura. The entire dough is considered truma. We're speaking about a tapuach of truma, as Rashi explains, that fell into a isa of chulin, and there was no tam, it did not impart taste from the apple into the dough, so normally it would be batel. It would be nullified. However, since it is mechametz, it has that power that it is fermenting the dough. This makes it that it's not batel, even though it's not giving any tam in. And therefore, the Mishnah states there, harezu asura. The entire dough is now considered truma. Keman, who is that Mishnah going like? Lema, let us say, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He v'loi Rabbanan. It's going according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Or Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, but it's not going like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said at the top of the Amud, the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Ein Machmitzin B'Tapuchim, that one cannot use Mei Peirois in order to make the Shtei Alechem and the Lachmei Toida into Chametz, as it's supposed to be, as the Halacha dictates. So if it says over here that the Tapuach Sherisku was able to be mechametz the isa, and must be going like Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, not like the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, no, I feel the same Rabbanan. Really, I can tell you it's going even according to the Rabbanan. But there is a distinction between the halacha in Masechta Trumas and the halacha here. Nehei de chametz gomer loy havi einich nami, if you're mechametz something with Mei Peres, it doesn't become full chametz, and therefore the Rabbanan say you shouldn't use it for Shtei Alechem or Lachmei Toida, but Nuksha miyohavi, it is considered Chametz Nuksha. What is Chametz Nuksha? Rashi says, Lashin Ru'ua Kolomer Chametz Shuffle. It is a bad Chametz, it's a defective, weak Chametz, it doesn't have the full power of Chametz. It may be Osir, Mid Rabbanan, it may receive, according to some shitas, Rav Meir's shita will receive malchus, but it doesn't have a full, there's no din l'mashal, if somebody would eat chametz nukshan Pesach, that he would get kores. It would remain a type of chametz, so as far as the halacha mesachta trumas, that if it has a power to be mechamed something, even though it has no tam, it's not bottle, and the whole is considered truma. For that, it's enough to be chometz nuksha. However, concerning the superior chometz that we require for the lachmei toida and the shtei halachem, the chometz nuksha is not sufficient, and that's why the rabbanan paskind ein machmitzin bitapuchim. In the inyan of May Paris, whether it's Mechametz or not, the Magen Avraham in Arachayim Siman Tov Samach Beis brings us an interesting shita of the Shilte Hagibayrim. His opinion is that even if we hold that May Paris are not Mechametz, but if it's May Paris from a sour type of fruit, then the May Paris coming from that sour fruit would be Mechametz. However, Lahalacha, this is not so, we do not paskin like the Shilte Gaborim, and we say that even liquid coming out, May Paris coming from a sour peri, the halacha will be that May Paris are not mechametz. Now, Tosfos here, starting on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the last Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ein, and going to Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, this long Tosfos, asks a very fundamental question in the inyan of May Paris. Because Tosfos says, after he quotes Rashi, that the reason the Rabbanan hold Ein Machmitzim Tapuchim is because of May Paris Ein Machmitzim, he says, Umaskinon Hocha Dulukuli Almahavi Chametz Nukshal Cholapachas. The Maskon of Agamor, which we just learned, is that even according to the Rabbanan, it may not be good enough to, for Chametz for Shtei Alechem or Lachmi Toida, but it is considered Chametz Nuksha. So going to Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, on the second line, Tosfos says, V'tema, the Besoiv Kol Shoyim Psachim Daf Mem Amid Aleph, Mashma, the May Paris, Emach Mitzin Klal. Here it seems that it does have an ability, May Paris, to make inferior Chametz, Chametz Nuksha, and there, Psachim Daf Mem, it seems that it's not Mechametz at all. A few lines down, Rabbeinu Tam gives a teretz. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the kisheni lo shubim may peres b'fnei atzman b'loy taruvus mayim ein machmitzen. Avol ki ikom mayim b'hadayu machmitzen. So Tosfos makes a fundamental difference. If there is no water, it's just may peres with the flour, then it's not machametz at all. However, if it has not only May Paris, but it has water as well, together with the water, then it is Mechametz Chometz Nuksha. And in fact, the Meforshim explained that it is Mechametz even quicker as Chometz Nuksha, even quicker than regular Chometz. But all it is able to accomplish, even with water, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is chametz nuksha. So here we have an answer to the stira. The Gemara Psachim Daf Mem that says that it's not mechametz at all is speaking about without water. However, the Gemara over here that says that may peres make at least an inferior chametz nuksha, it's speaking about with water. The Rav Yah in Masechta Psachim says that in fact the lashon of the Mishnah in Masechta Trumas would indicate that we are speaking here in our sugya about May Paris together with water, because the Mishnah states, Tapuch Shirisku, V'nasnu B'soy Ha'isa V'chimtza. It's a dough. It's not kemach, it's not flour. It's a dough. So dough means that it has water in it as well. So it would seem that Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that that is the difference between the Gemara Psachim Daf Mem, that May Paris are not Mechametz at all, and our Gemara, because our Gemara is speaking about May Paris with water. However, the Shita of Rashi in Psachim on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, where the Gemara states that using May Paris, it's not Mechametz, and a person would not receive Kares, Rashi says, if there was no water. From Rashi, it is indicated that if there would be May Paris with water, then it would be Chametz Gomer. So Rashi's Shita, in fact, is different than the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi's Shita is that if it's with water, then it's Chametz Gomer, May Paris. And if it's without water, then it is Chametz Nuksha. And as we mentioned before from the Rav Yah, the Pashtus, The Chazon Ish answers Rashi about the pashtus of the Mishnah in Trumas, v'nasnayu b'toycha isa, would indicate that our Gemara is speaking about water, and that's when it's chametz nuksha. According to Rashi, it's only chametz nuksha without water, and with water, it is chametz gomer. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Samach Beis paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam that without water, may peris is not chametz at all, and with water, it's chametz nuksha. However, the Ramah there in Tov Samach Beis Sif Dalid says, and I quote, "The Medinos Elu Ein Noyagin Lolish May Peris." Here we do not use mayperis to make the dough. The ein l'shanes, one should not change this. Imloy b'shas hadchak, unless it is a cause of great distress, an emergency situation, l'tzarchei chola, for someone who's sick, oizokin, or an elderly person, l'tzarchei chola, who can't use regular matzah and must have the matzah, which we call matzah ashira, the rich matzah that has the May Peris in it. The Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkat and Tezvav explains that the Ramah is Choshesh for Rashi and the other Shitas that agree with Rashi, that in fact May Peris, even without water, will make Chometz Nuksha, and certainly if there's any drop of water in it, it will be Chometz Gomer, and therefore it is only used for a Chola or a Zaken. So the Machlokes, the Machaber, and the Ramah is the Machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rab Ilo, Ein lecha hakasha l'kmitza yoyser minchas chayte. Minchas chayte has to be brought without any oil. It has to be chareva. And it has to be dry. So Rav Ilo is of the opinion that it has no water in it as well, and therefore you have this loose flour, and when you do kmitza, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, you do it with your thumb and your small bottom finger, and you scrape it, and the halacha by kmitza is that you have to have an exact amount, not too much flour, not too little flour, exactly the amount of flour that's in the three fingers. So Rav Ila says it's very difficult to do this kmitza. There's nothing more difficult than doing kmitza on the minchas chayte, because since you have the loose flour, when you're scraping away the flour, not only will you scrape the excess, you might come to actually let some of the loose flour leave your folded middle fingers, and you'll have not enough of a shear. And therefore, it's very difficult to do the exact amount of kmitza by the minchas chayta. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Amar, minchas chayta megab blah b'mayim ukshera. You can knead it with water, and it is kosher. Once you put water in, so then it's already like a glob, and then it's much easier to do a perfect kmitza. Lema b'hoka mifugli. Let us say that the machloikas between Rav Ilo and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is in the following. Demar sover kemoish shehein misharinen. Umar Sover Likamoy Shahoyu Misharinan. That one man the Omer holds that it's Kemoy Shehain, which means the way it is now. That will be the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. And Rav Ila will hold Likamoy Shahoyu the way it was at the beginning, we will measure. So this means that if you hold that you look at it the way it is now, so now it has in it water, and you're able to make a perfect kmitza, and that's fine. However, Rav Ila said, no, we have to look at the amount of flour that was there before you mix it with water. And if so, even if you're going to mix it with water, it may not come out to be exactly the amount of flour that you had there without the water. And therefore you'll be missing some flour, and you won't have the exact amount. So this will be the machlokes between Rav Ila and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, which echoes the machlokes that we had at the end of yesterday's shir, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the way the Gemara explained the machlokes of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. As you remember, we had a issue there of how exactly the Seor was made for the Isaron of the Shtei HaLachem and the Lachmei Todo. Rav Meir said that you had to remove some of the measured Isaron and then mix that small amount with water, put it right back in, and then you knew for sure that you had an exact amount of an Isaron. Rabbi Yehuda said, in that process, you're not going to get a good leavening agent. I suggest, says Rabbi Yehuda, that you take a leavening agent, a Dover Mechametz that you know for sure has been properly turned into sourdough, and you start off with that, and you build around it the rest of the flour until you have an Isaron. And on that, they disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, since the consistency of the ratio of the water of the sourdough to the flour will not be exactly identical to the flour that you have right now, so what's going to happen is that the sourdough will either shrink the flour or it'll expand the flour, depending if you use too little water, it'll shrink it, it'll become very dense, and then you'll have to add a lot of flour and you'll come out to have more than you saw in a flour. Yes, sir. Or if you put a lot of water into that original sourdough, then it is going to spread out and then you're only going to add a small amount of dough and it'll come out you won't have enough dough. So you're going to have too much or you're going to have too little. And on that, what was Rabbi Yehuda's answer? Rabbi Yehuda's answer is that I don't look at the flour. I look at the end result. The end result is I have an Isaron, and that's what I have to look at. Whereas Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that you have to look at the flour, the way it was originally, before you're going to mix it with water. So the Gemara is saying that it would seem this machlokas that we have over here about the kmitza echoes that same machlokas, whether you look at the beginning or you look at the end. So the Gemara says, loy, that's not so. The kuli alma k'moy shehen misharin. It's possible that everybody holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you look at the end result, and therefore, if you have at the end water mixed in with the flour and you're able to make a perfect kmitza, that's fine. So if so, what's the reason of Rav Illa, who says, in fact, that it was very hard to make this kmitza? Ubahokam ifugi, this is the machlokes, the mar savar, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdim is of the opinion, my chareva, what does chareva mean? Chareva mishemen, that you don't put oil into the minchas chayta, but water you're allowed to put in, and therefore you can make a perfect kmitza. It's not difficult to make that kmitza. However, umarin, Rav Illa sovar chareva mikol dover. No, chareva, dry, means it has to be dry, not only from oil, it has to be dry from water as well. Therefore, you have to measure the kmitza with flour alone, not as a dough, and therefore it's very difficult to make the kmitza with flour. Continues the Gemara. Tanan hasan, we learned there in a mission in Uktzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches, Boser Ha'egel Shen Nitpach. We are dealing here with the shear of Oichlin, which are Metame other Oichlin, and the shear is a Beya. And the question is, what happens if originally you did not have a Beya, for example, in the case of meat of a calf, which by nature expands? If it's cooked, for example, it will expand. So at the beginning, you didn't have a beya of this tamei basar egel. Then you cooked it and it expanded. Or basar zekenush and ismaich, the flesh of an older cow, which by nature contracts and shrinks, and here, through the cooking process, shen ismaich, it shrank, and now you have less than a beya. So what is the halacha? If it was came in contact with something else, is it metame or is it not metame? So the wording of the Mishnah is, Mishtarin, you measure l'kamay shehen, as they are. And now we have a machloikis between one set of Amoraim and another set of Amoraim. Rav, Rav Chiyah, Rav Yochanan, Amri Mishtarin, k'moy shehen. When the Mishnah said, l'kamay shehen, he said, they say, that this is k'moy shehen, like they are now. Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Berebi, Rish Lakish Amri Mishtarin, l'kamay shehen, with the lamed. So, it would seem you could learn this machlokes in one of two ways. One way is, it's a machlokes, what is the exact girsa in that Mishnah in Uktzin? The Gemara at the end of this Amid will change exactly what the machlokes is. But at this point, it's a machlokes between these two sets of Amoraim. What is the exact girsa? So the first set of Amoraim said, the girsa is kimoy shehen, which means you have to look at it as now. And the second group, the second set of Amoraim said that the correct girsa is likimoy shehen. Or perhaps it's a machloikis how to understand the meaning of the girsa of likimoy shehen. Does likimoy shehen mean kimoy shehen akshav? Or does likimoy shehen mean li, towards something else, not the present? In other words, kimoy shehen, or as the Bach in Ois Aleph puts in the Girsa, and so the Bach is garbage throughout this next Gemara, kimoy shehoyu, the way it was. And if we leave the Lamed in, it means likimoy shehen. Also, towards not the present reality, but the way it was in the past. So, whatever the exact, whether it's a different girsa or a different understanding of the girsa that we have, but the machlokes is a clear one. Do you measure this halacha here of tumah, of tumas oichlin, of a kebeya? Do you measure it with the present reality, or do you measure it the way it was? So, if you measure with the present reality, then basregel shenitbach, now I have the shir beya, it'll be matame. I don't have the shir beya, it will not be metame. If you go with the way it was, then it'll be just the opposite. A basar egel that didn't have the correct shir and expanded, it will not be metame. If you go in the past, and a basar zakena that had the shir and now shrank and has less than the shir, if you go with the past, then it will be metame. So this is the machlokes between these two sets of amoraim. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to ask a question from a brisa. We learned, Basara Egel Shaloi Hayuba Kashir V'tafach, if you have flesh of the calf that didn't have the correct shear and it expanded, V'amid Al Kashir, and now it has the correct shear, so the din is Tor L'shaver. Anything that it touched, it was Tame, and it touched, let's say, another Eichel. So Tor L'shaver, it is Tor in the past, V'tame Mechan Labo. However, in the future, whatever it touches will become tummy. So here we see, as Rashi says, Kashal or Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish's opinion is you always go with the past. Here we see that you go with the present. So in the past, if it didn't have the shear, it is tor. But in the present, where it has the shear, now it will be metame. So it's a difficulty on Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish will answer mid rabbanan, mid raisa. Really, you go with the past, then it would not be metame. This is a halacha. The rabbanan were machmer here by this tuma that it should be metame from now on. But mid raisa, you go with the past. Ihachi. So the Gemara says, if that's your pshat, ema seifa, tamid is seifa. V'chein bepigel v'chein benoiser. The braisa says that not only is this a din in Tumas Oichlin, but even when it comes to eating a shear of a kezias, of pigle, if a kohen in one of the four avoiders thought that he's going to eat this korban chutz lizmanu not in the right time, so then if he eats a part of this korban, it has a loch of pigle, and there's a chiv malchus or chorus v'chein benoiser. If something was left over past the allotted eating time of the Torah, so it becomes nicer. So, legabe eating a kezias of pigul or nisa concerning malchus or kores, the same halacha will be that it didn't have the shear in the past, but in the future, now that it has expanded, if he's going to eat it, it's going to be considered a kezias, and it'll be chayiv. So, yamr bishlam deraisa, if we're going on a deraisa level by the din of tumah, so we can say that by pigul v'nicer, we're going on a deraisa level, hayna deika pigul v'nicer. Then there will be a chayiv chorus or malchus for pigul v'nicer. Al yamr derabbanan. If you're saying that this entire braisa is speaking about on a derabbanan level, pigul v'nicer v'derabbanan miyika, how could there be an oinish of pigul and nicer on a derabbanan level? It's definitely usher as chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is usher in Torah. But when you're telling me that Allah of a chaim and pigul v'chaim and nicer, you're trying to tell me that the shir has expanded into a kezias, and therefore it has the correct ramifications, not just an isser of chatzi shir, but it'll have an oinish of chorus or malchus. But b'drabbanan, there's no oinish chorus or malchus of pigul and nicer. Iyamid derabbanan pigul v'nicer, but derabbanan mi ikka. We don't find such a thing. So l'chayrit would seem that we have a raya that we go with the present situation. If it has a bay, it's metama oichlan. If it's kezayis, there's a chiyiv malchus and chorus for nicer and pigul. So the Gemara says, no, we're speaking on a derabbanan level. Eima v'chein betumas pigul. V'chein betumas nicer. We're not talking about a kezayis for eating pigul and nicer. We're talking about a kebeya for the tumah of pigul and tumah of nicer. As Rashi brings down from the Gemara Pesachim of Pehei, the Rabbanan instituted a tumah by pigul and nicer because by pigul there were kahanim that were nechshad. They were suspected of being mefagel, of having a bad kavana in mind when they did the avodis, to eat the korban not in the right time. And we are also worried about lazy kahanim who would wait until the time, a lot of time for eating had passed. As a result, the Rabbanan said that even if pigul and nicer didn't come into contact with anything tamei, they remain tamei. But that's only a din de Rabbanan. So salka datachem, and I would have thought, hoil v'tumas pigul v'tumas nicer de Rabbanan, the whole tumah is a din de Rabbanan. Kuli hai b'de Rabbanan lo yavid Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan who are instituting this whole tumah would not say that you go after the present. Here they would agree that you go after the past. And if in the past there was no shear, then it would not be metamei. Kamash malon, that's the v'chein. Not only is this a din by tumas oichlin, but even by a tumah de Rabbanan, such as tumas pigul v'nicer, we also go with the present. And the Rabbanan, even on a tumah de Rabbanan, said that you go with the present. But me'ikra din, Rish Lakish and his group of Amaroyim believe that you always made a rice and go with the past. This is only a din de Rabbanan. Toshima, I'll bring you a raya from another brisa. Before we go into the raya for the next brisa, Taisus here asks a very strong question, the second last Taisus on the Amud, and he asks, when we're discussing all these brises, trying to prove whether you go with the past or the present, why don't we bring the Machlokes or Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which we discussed a few minutes ago, which we learned at the end of yesterday's shir. According to Rabbi Meir, we are interested in the past, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're interested in the present. If the present with the sourdough together with the regular flour makes any sorin, I'm not interested. I don't care if looking at it in the past, there would be too much flour or too little flour here. I look at the present. If I have a present, the saron, with the sourdough and the water and everything mixed together, that's what I look at. I don't look at the past flour. A mayor does look at the past flour, and that's why he has a problem with Rav Yehuda, that it's going to be too little or too much flour, in more or less than an Isorin. So why doesn't the Gemara bring down Machloikis? The Machloikis between the two sets of Amaroyim here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, their two groups, is the Machloikis, Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos answers, no. The Machloikis, Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, is only a specific Machloikis by Isorin. Rabbi Meir says you always have to look at the original flour. Do you have the exact amount of the Isorin, of the original flour, without any sourdough being added from the outside, because the Torah says, Isaron Solas. It has to be that fine flour. And if you, once you have already sourdough, so you have already a sorn of an isa, you have a sorn of a dough, and not of flour alone. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the last few words of Tosfos, the Isaron Solus Karina Bay. We still call it Isaron Solus, even if we introduce a sourdough from the outside, which the Chazon Ish in Masechta Uksin Siman Gimel explains. How can you say that it's called Solus if it's now already an Isa? The answer is that since the sourdough is being introduced for the purpose of the soles of the fine flour, we could still, even with the introduction of the sourdough dough, refer to it as a isaron soles. So learns the Chazon Ish in the meaning of Tosfos. But that's why the Gemara here doesn't bring what would seem to be a natural machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, which we pertinent to our sugya, because that's a specific machlokes by the understanding of what isaron means. And here we have a more general fundamental question: when I have a shear and it got less, or I didn't have a shear and now it expanded and I do have the shear, do I look at the present or do I look at the past? Toshma, I'll bring you another brisa that's pertinent to this question. If I had flesh of a meat of a older animal that had the proper shear, but it shrank, and the shita now says lipachus mikashir. Now it is, he puts in a lamed de shita, it is now less than the amount of a beya. The halacha is tamei l'shaver, whatever it touched in the past before it shrank is tamei v'tor mikan labo, and whatever it touches now is going to be tohar. So again, we see that we go with the present. And since the present, there is no shear, therefore it's not metame. And we cannot answer that this also is the din derabanan, because we can only say it's the din derabanan in the reverse. If right now the halacha is that originally there was no shear, and now there became a shear, so we could say midderaisa, so we look according to Rish Lakish on the past. The Rabbanan are machmer, and they say that we give it a din tumas eichlin in the present. However, here, where in the past it had a shear, so if you go with the past, according to Rish Lakish Shita, you will have a shear. And now, when it doesn't have a shear, you're going to say, oh, the Rabbanan were makel and treated it like now. The Rabbanan would never be makel on something that's asur min haTorah, so that you can't say. So it must be that this is a halacha min haTorah, that you don't go after the past, you go after the present. And the Rabbanan weren't machmer here in this case. So if it's the present and it doesn't have a shear, the din is that it is tohar. So we have a problem with on Rish Lakish. Amar Rabba, says Rabba. And Rab is now going to answer and explain the shita of Rabbi Yochanan and his group, and Rish Lakish and his group. And in this explanation of Rabba, we have two explanations in the Rishayim. Rashi and the shita on Amud Beis in Ois Aleph brings the Tosfos Chitzonius, and they have a different pshat. So first we'll learn the sugya according to Rashi, and then we will mentioned the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi and the pshat that Tosfos gives. So Rashi learns the sugya as follows: Kol heicha demikora havebe v'hashtolespe holespe. As we just saw from the last brisa, if you had a shear and now it shrank and you don't have a shear anymore, it does now you don't have a shear. So that everybody, Rish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that you look at now, it doesn't have a shear and it is tohar. But if before there was no shear, v'hashta, and now it expanded, it was nispach, it expanded, v'hashta havibay, then the din is midrabanan. The way Rashi learns, again, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Rish Lakish that this is only a din derabanan, as Rashi says. At the bottom, last Rashi, Lav Isru Elamaya Ba'alma. How did it expand? It expanded through moisture. The cooking made the meat have more moisture in it, and that caused it to swell up. But actually, you don't have the correct shear, and therefore, midoraisa, even Rabbi Yochanan. This is a change from what the Gemara said before. According to the Gemara before, Rabbi Yochanan and his group held that if now you have the shear, you look at it now, midoraisa. Now the Gemara is saying, no, that if it didn't have a shear before, and the only reason it has now is because some water, the moisture, expanded it. So Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Rish Lakish that you look at the past midoraisa, and there was no shear. The only reason it would be tamei is only midorabbanan. And again, the way Rashi learns, on that there's no machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, everybody would hold its usher. Let us turn to Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bei, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bei, it's key pligi. When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Mishnah? This is what they're arguing about according to Rashi in the Mishnah in Masechta Uktzin. Kegoin shehoyu by kashir v'tzamek. It had a shear and it dried up. V'chazer v'tafach. And then it expanded. So in other words, Rashi learns like this. Let's look back at the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, Tanan Hasam, Basar Egel Shenitbach. So according to Rashi, we're talking about the last phase of three-step process. It was first had the right shear, then it shrank, then Shenitbach. At the end, the final stage was that you had the shear. Now, the second case, Ubasar Zakena Shenis Ma'ech. Here, Rashi says, it's the same case as Basar Egel Shenitbach, except now we're speaking about the middle case. Ubasar Zakena Shenismaech, it had the shear, it lost it, and that's the part, this stage is what we're speaking about now, Basar Zakena Shenismaech. But according to Rashi, the Basar Zakena at the end was again Nitbach, it expanded. So according to Rashi, both cases are the same. And on this, we have a machloikis. Ki pligi ki goin shahoyu by kishir v'tzamak, v'chazer v'tafach, demar sovar yesh dichli b'isura. According to Resh Lakish, there'll be a dichli, just like we find by korbonos, that if there was something wrong with the korban and became posel, even though later that psul went away, there's a din of dichli, that it was pushed off, you can't use it as a korban, or by a mitzvah. The mitzvah had a correct shear, then it lost that shear, and then that amount, the correct shear, came back. But once it's been pushed away from being able to be used as a mitzvah, there's a dichli. The question, the machloikis in our sugi is, do you say the same concept by isurim? You had a shear, but then it shrank, and then it came back. So do you look at, that's what Rav Resh Lakish meant when he says you go, according to the girsa of the Bach, l'kamois shahoyu, you go the way that it was, it means you go after the second stage, when it shrank. Yesh tichi b'isur, you cannot bring it back with a third stage and say now it's expanded, because you're stuck at the second stage, in both cases of Egel and Zakena. Umar Sovar, however, Rabbi Yochanan will be of the opinion, ein dichi b'isur. There is no dichi b'isur, and therefore you don't look at the second stage, you look at the final stage. Right now it has the correct shear, so it'll be Osir Midoraisa. Now, we have to speak, as Rashi does, that according to Rish Lakish, who says, Yesh Dichi Bisura, of course it'll still remain Osir Midorabbanan. He's just saying that on a Duraisa level, it will be Mutter. Why? Because we explained that according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the way Rashi learns, if something didn't have a shear and it has a shear now, it's Osir Midorabbanan. So certainly this item, which had a shear and then lost the shear and then regained the shear, that'll certainly be Osir, at least Midorabbanan. But on that, Rabbi Yochanan holds, not only is it Osir Midorabbanan, it's Osir Midoraisa, because Ein Dichli B'Isura. So learns Rashi the Pshat of Rabbah. However, Toisvis Chitzonius in Shita Ois Aleph has a question. Veloy Nira de Imkain Amai Shani Belishne Lisne Kuloi Benitbach Oi Kuloi Benismaich. Toisvis doesn't like that Pshat of Rashi, because according to Rashi, you're telling me Zakena and Egel are the same case, except Egel I'm speaking about stage 3, and Zakena I'm speaking about stage 2. Make up your mind. If you want to give the same case by Egel and Zakena, to say it both by the Nisbach, the third stage, when it re-expanded, or say it by the second stage when it's nismayach. So Tais doesn't like that pshat. The Rajba answers Rashi that the reason, it's really the same case, but the reason the Mishnah formulated it differently is because there's a chiddush by Egel when it was nisbach, which is the regular routine of calf meat that it expands, and there's a chiddush by Zekena, an older cow, where normally through cooking it contracts. And the Rajba states that there will be chiddushim according to both sets of Amoroyim in both cases of Zekena and Egel, and that's why the Mishnah spoke about one in the third stage and one in the second stage. I and Shem and the Rajba exactly what the chiddushim are, but the Rajba gives an answer to the Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. But because Tosfos did not like Rashi because of his question, Tosfos says a whole different shot. And let's go back to the Gemara in Amud Aleph, and he learns as follows. Amar Rabba, kol heicha demikora havebe v'hashtol espe, hol espe. Everybody holds, as we saw from the Brisa, that if it lost the shear, you go like now. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree. V'chol heicha demikora loy havebe v'hashtol havebe midrabbonin. So Rashi learned that everybody, Rabbi Yochanan, will also hold midrabbonin. However, on this, the Tosfos disagrees. The midrabbonin is only going in Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish says, really, you always have to go after the past. But we'll go after now only midrabbanan. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, we go like Hashta. We go like Hashta if it doesn't have, and we go like Hashta if it has the shear now. It's Tamei midaraisa. Now, ki pligi. So where is the machloikis? This is not the machloikis in our Mishnah, says Tosfos. But rather, there's an outside machloikis that has nothing to do with the pshat in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, this machloikis is how to understand our Mishnah. According to Tosfos, it's a separate machloikis. The Lashon is Ba'alma. The machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says the sheet in the name of Tosfos concerning it says Ba'alma. There's an outside machloikis. But Negeya, to our Mishnah, there will be a machlois from Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish even in our Mishnah, but our Mishnah's case, according to the Tosfos, is not in a three-stage case like Rashi said, and therefore I have to say that Egel is third stage and Zekena is second stage. No, it's speaking about the way we learned the Gemara the whole way through. Boser Egel Shenitbach, it expanded two stages. Boser Zekena Shenismaich, two stages it contracted. And there the halacha is that when it contracted, everybody holds you go like now. When it expanded, everybody holds you go like now. However, Rish Lakish holds midaraisa, you go like the past. And it should be tar. It's only midarabbanan that it's tamei. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it's midaraisa. And then they have a separate machlokes that has nothing to do with pshat in our Mishnah, according to Tosfos, of yesh dichi bisurin, ein dichi bisurim in the three-stage case. Ask the Gemara, is there such a mandiyom who holds yesh dichi b'yisurim? I'll bring you a Mishnah in Masechta Taharos where we see that ein dichi b'yisurim. Because Vatanan, we learned there in the Mishnah, kebeya oichlin. If you have a beya of oichlin that are tamei, foodstuff that is tamei, sheinichi b'chamei, you put it out in the sun and it's matu and it shrank in the sun. V'chein kezayis min ha'meis is metamei. But now it shrank in the sun. Kezayis min ha'nevela is metame, it shrank. Kadosh min ha'sheretz, a lentil of the size of a sheretz is metame, but now it shrank. You have less than a kadosh. Or not negeya tumo negeya, eating kezayis pigel, kezayis noiser, kezayis chalev. A kezayis of pigel or noiser, or of forbidden fats. So the din is tahirin, as Rashi explains, that goes on all the items that we mentioned before that are metame. The oichlin, the maize, the nevela, the sheretz, so they are all tohar. Ve'ein chayov v'alei mishum pigul nicer v'chelov, and you're not chayiv for eating them if you ate the pigul nicer chelov because you're not eating a shear. Hanichim bikshamim, as Rashi explains, if you put these same items, that had a shear and shrank, and now you put them in the rain, v'tavchu, and they expanded through the moisture. So tamein, those items of the kezaisman, amazman, avela, kadoshman, asheretz, or the oichlin, are now metamei. V'chayav nolem, mishnum pigol, v'naisa v'chelem. If you eat it, you will be chayav if you ate a shear of a kezais of pigol, noiser v'chelev. T'yufta l'man yom yeshli chubisern, t'yufta. So this is a checkmate. This is a kasha, which has no answer on the Mandi Omer that holds Yesh Dichi B'Yisurim, that you go after the middle stage, because here you see you go after the end stage. If now at the end it has the right shear, it's Metame, or if you eat it by Pigel Noisver V'Chelev, you're Chayiv for eating a shear. So we see we don't go with the middle stage. We don't push away the Isser. The Isser can rebound, and you will be Chayiv, or it will be Metame. The Chazoin Ish tries to understand how is it possible that the three Amaroyim of Rish Lakish, Rab Shimon Berebi, and Shmuel, they knew all the Mishnayos in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. How could they learn against this Mishnah in Masechta Taharis? And the Chazon Ish answers that it must be that Rab Shimon Berebi is considered a Tana, and therefore he has a right to argue on the Mishnah. And with him went in his shita Shmuel and Rish Lakish. However, the Gemara tells us that the Allah is like the Stam Mishnah in Masechta the Taharis, that in fact, Yesh, the Ein Dichi B'Yisurim. It's a Teyufta on the Mandi Omer, on that group of Rish Lakish's group, even though it had a Tana Reb Shimon Rebbe, that holds Yesh Dichi B'Yisurim, Teyufta. Toshma. Now the Gemara goes back to a statement that Rabbah made on Amud Aleph, that if something had a shear and now it doesn't have a shear, that the halacha is that you go after now. We learned in a Mishnah. Actually, it's a Tosefta in Trumas, which states, Tarmin te'enim al hagregris. So Rashi says that the word Tarmin here, at this point in the Gemara thought that it's referring to Meiser. You, and under certain circumstances, you're allowed to give Meiser from Te'enim on Gregris. Te'enim are fresh, moist figs. You're allowed to use them to give Meiser on Gregris, which are dried figs. How do you give it? B'minyan. Normally, there are three ways that you can give Meiser, which are counting. You give, let's say, 10 out of 100, or by measure, or by weight. And here, the Tosefta tells us you should do it by counting. The reason you should do it by counting and not do it by measure is because, Rashi says, the ratio of fresh figs to dried figs is a 2-to-1 ratio. And therefore, if you have a measurement, 100 dried figs equals 50 te'enim, 50 fresh figs. So if you were measuring it on 100 dried figs, you would give let's go with 10 dried figs, you would give a half of a teina, because there's a ratio of 2-to-1. So on 100 dried figs, instead of giving 10 teinos, you would only give 5 teinos. So to give the correct amount, you give a b'minyan, you count, and you give 10 teinos. So the Gemara says, let's analyze this. E amrit bishlam l'kamois. Again, the Bach changes l'kamoy shehoyu instead of l'kamoy shehain. Iyam Bisham l'kamoy shehoyu misharin. If we say not like Rabba, but rather we say we go the way it was shapir, then it's very good. Why? Because you're giving 10 te'enim for the way it was 100 te'enim. And we consider the groigris as if they were te'enim. So we look at it the way it was. So it's 10 to 100. Perfect. But if you're going to say it's like achshav, you're going to look at it the way it is now, then it'll come out that you're giving too much maisis. Because if you're giving 10 to einim, if you're looking at it through the eyes of now, that's equal to 20 greigris. 20 greigris with the ratio of 2 to 1 comes out to be a fifth of 100 instead of a tenth of 100. If so, you're marba b'maisris. Vitanya, says the Masoras HaShas, we should learn here. We learned in a brisa, a marba b'maisris, if somebody gives too much maiser, don't think he's doing a good thing. Pei rois of Mesukonim, he's taking care of the rest of the 90, it's, let's say in our case, of the 90 groigris he's taking care of, but Masoras HaMekukolim, but his maiser is all ruined. It's why? Because since he gave extra, so now in what he set aside for Meiser, half of it is Meiser and half of it is not Meiser. And the part that's not Meiser is considered Tevel. If on something that you give extra Meiser on, so it's not part of the group that the Meiser works on, which is the 90, and it is not Meiser either. So what does it remain? It remains Tevel. And now you don't know which is Tevel in the Meiser that you separated and which is real Meiser. So you have a big problem. So therefore, it would seem that we'll have to say that you go the way it was. The way it was, if you have 90 Greigris, those 90 were Teinim. And so I'm giving 10 Teinim out of 100 Teinim. And then it works out perfectly. So it's difficult on Rabbah. Rabbah says you go like now. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Elamai l'kamois shahoyu. Again, the Bach changes it to kamois shahoyu. What are you going to say? That I see from the ratio here that you go the way it was. Wait a second. Aim a seifa. Tell me the seifa of that teisefta. Greigris. Altainim. What happens if I want to use dried figs on fresh figs? There the halacha is, you should do it b'mida. Why? Because if I'm going to take, by measurement, if I'm going to take 10 greigris, counting, that equals, in weight, Rashi says, a chatzi kav. 90 te'enim equal 9 kabin. Again, the ratio of te'ena to groigris, the ratio of te'ena to groigris is 2 to 1. So on the yud groigris are half a kav. The 90 te'enim that you're going to do the meiser of the yud groigris on the 90 te'enim, that is 9 kabin. So it'll come out, you're not giving enough. So therefore, you have to give a kav of greigris. A kav of greigris will be 1/10, and then you have 1 kav on 9 kaven, and that is the correct amount. So the Gemara says, greigris I'll tell you but me the amr bishlam kemoish, and let's analyze the seifa. If I look at it the way it is now, shapir, then it's very good. Because he's giving 1 kav on 9 kaven. L.E. Amr L'Kamoy Shehoyu, again changing it with the Bach, but if you're going to look at it the way it was, so then Marba B'Maisrusu, then it comes out that you're being Marba B'Maisrus, because it comes out that a kav of Groigris, looking at it with the past viewpoint, now it's dried up, but what was this kav? This was the kav of Te'enim. And it wasn't a kav, it was double, because the ratio of Te'ena to Groigris is 2 to 1. So a kav of Groigris is actually, comes out to be 2 kavim, if we look at it. It comes out the kav of Groigris was a kav of Te'enim. A kav of Te'enim is 2 kavim. So it comes out, I'm giving really 2 kavim if I look at it with a past eye. And if so, again, Marba B'Maisrus, it comes out, I'm giving too much. So I have a steer from the ratio to Seifa. Ella says the Gemara, Hachba Truma G'dayla Skinen. We're really not talking about Meiser. When it says Tarmin, it means Truma. What type of Truma? Truma G'dayla, which you have to give to the Koyet. And the halacha by Truma, as Rashi tells us, is that Chita Achas, Poitera Sakri, Midaraisa, you can give one chit and it frees the whole, all of the grain in the silo. The din is Midarabonan, if you give one out of 40, it's Ba'ayin Yafa. If you give one out of 50, that's Beinani in the middle. If you give one out of 60, that's Ayin Ra. That's a Tsar Ayin, someone who's stingy. So you asked me a question that it would seem from the Reisha that we go with the past, because if we go with the present, your Marba B'maisris, that's not a problem. We're talking about Truma. And Truma, we always encourage a person to give Ba'ayin Yafa. There's no set amount, and if you give too much, you're being makalkal to Paris. That's only halacha by Meister. By Truma, there's a concept of Ba'ayin Yafa. So, really, I'll tell you, you go with the past. If you go with the past, it comes out you're giving too much, Reisha Ba'ayin Yafa. V'seifa Ba'ayin Yafa hi. You always look to give the most by Truma. And therefore, there's no problems in the ratio or to say for that I'm giving too much, and you always give behind you. So you can't bring me a proof from this Tosefta. You cannot give me a proof from this Tosefta that you go with the past. Ihachi asked the Gemara, aim a safer. Tell me the safer. I'm Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said, Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, hayonaitel eser groigris. He disagrees with the Tanakhama, says Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. My father did do b'minyan. You said that by groigris on fresh te'anim, you have to do it. B'mida, no, my father used to take 10 groigris, shav miktsaya, that's in a keli that's used to dry out the figs. Altishim, shav kalkala, on 90, that is a fresh te'anim that are in the basket that haven't been dried out yet. So I can bring a raya from the wording of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi that we're not talking about Truma Gedola. Why? V'ibet Truma Gedola, if we're talking about Truma Gedola, Esther Ma'avidite. Who's speaking about 10? What's the measure of 10? Elamai Avada, we're talking about Meiser. So comes back our question. If by Meiser we have a concept of Marba B'Meiseris, so L'char, we have a steer from the Reisha to the Seifa, do you say you go after the past like it's Mashma from the Reisha, or do you say you go after the present like it's Mashma from the Seifa? Hello. It's not talking about Truma, it's not talking about Meiser. Elohacha betrumas Meiser askinen. Here we're talking about the number 10, because we're dealing with the Trumas Meiser that the Levi has to give to the Kayan. And here we're going to find a sheet that holds that Trumas Meiser is not like Meiser, that you have to give exact, and then we run into an issue of Marba, the Meiser, and Peirois of Mekul Kolin. But here you can also give as much as you want, and there's no problem if you're going to give too much. Rabbi Elazar ben Gaimelhu, or the Masoret Hashas says Rabbi Elazar ben Gimel, or Rabbi Elazar ben Gamla, or Rabbi Elazar ben Gamliel, four different ways, including the text in our Gemara, what the name of Rabbi Elazar was. We'll learn the way we have it in our Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Gaimel, who it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Gaimel, the Sanya Rabbi Elazar ben Gaimel, Omer, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches, Pasuk Chav Vav, it's speaking to the Leviim, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem, your truma, kidogon min hagoyren. Your truma smicer is going to be like regular truma that's taken. Bishtei trumas akas v'dabri. The pasuk says Rabbi Elazar ben Gaimel is speaking about two trumas. Ech achas trumas gedayla. One is speaking about truma gedayla. That's what it means. Kedogon min ha-goyren. V'achas trumas meiser. And one is speaking about trumas meiser. And I compare one to the other. Kishem she truma gedayla and tells ba'aymet. Just like truma gedayla is given by estimation. Rashi says in the bottom last Rashi Shem Yeshla Paris Harbe ain't Sorak Limdoid Elaboimid Yitol Achad Mechamishim. He doesn't have to measure, but rather he can estimate 1 of 50. Tosfos says not that he doesn't have to measure, but in fact it's a mitzvah not to measure. Tosfos de Ramaskal Natalis Boimer mitzvah lasis umid. Why? Demetoich Sher Yoresh Loy Lifchois Neitel Banyava, since he's afraid that he'll give too little, he'll go to the other extreme and he'll give a lot. And we want him to give a lot. So just like Truma V'Gedoyla, you could do Ba'oyme with a measure. Ube Machshava, you could do it with your thought. You don't have to speak it out. As Rashi on the top of Nunham et al. Says, from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis, Noisen Ein of Mitzad Zev, Va'oichel Mitzad Acher. He could look at it and say, this is designated for Truma and eat from the other side of this granary. Kach trumas meiser. The same applies to trumas meiser. We compare one truma to the other truma. Nitalis ba'oimid. It's taken with estimation. Ube machshava and with machshava. So now we say ma truma gedola ba'ein yafa af trumas meiser ba'ein yafa. Just like truma gedola, there's a concept of giving an abundance, giving a lot. Even more, there's no such thing as too much, because you always give ba'in yafa, you give mid rabbanon, you give up to 1 in 40. Ka af trumas meiser ba'in yafa. Trumas meiser also has no limitation, like meiser has to be exact, and then you run into a problem of marba b'meiser, that you're giving too much meiser and you're going to make a problem with your peiros. There is no such restriction by trumas meiser, because we compare it to truma gedola, and that's why you really, we could say like Rabbah, that you always go like now. You asked me a question that it looks from the ratio that you go like the past. You asked me a steerer from the safe, it goes like the present. The answer is, has no relevance to our discussion, because it could be you go with the past or with the present. It could be it is marba b'maisris, but it doesn't matter by trumas meiser, because trumas meiser is compared to truma. So it has nothing to do with what Rabbah is speaking about, that by tuma or by isurim, when you don't have a shear and you used to have a shear, that you go after the present.